Well, the big focus tonight, and we really intend to make this something that we do quite frequently on this program, is to affect on issues which go well beyond the politics of the day and the fights between different political parties. We're going to be talking about health issues. We're going to be talking about urban issues. We're going to be talking about issues that affect the way we live our lives in this country. And this evening, we're going to turn our focus on the horrific spread of swine flu in this country this year, on the spread of dengue this year, on chikungunya and malaria. People usually switch off, don't really want to watch these things. They don't believe that it's something that can affect them. Believe us when we say that illness and disease, particularly during this monsoon season, is closer than a lot of us would like to believe. Joining us on this program, Kamaljeet Sherawat, the mayor of South Delhi. Thank you very much for being with us. We're also joined by Aatishi Marlina, the spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party, to discuss the situation in Delhi. Dr. Sheila Jagtap, the assistant health officer of epidemiology at the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation, joins us as well to discuss the situation in Maharashtra. Dr. Naresh Chetty, the president of Ramaya Hospital in Bangalore, to look at the situation in Karnataka. Jay Narayan Vyas, the former health minister of Gujarat, looking at the outbreak of disease in Gujarat. He joins us from Ahmedabad. Thanks very much for being with us. And with us in the studio, Dinesh, who works as a driver. Dinesh lost two of his children to dengue, two children, each child dying in separate years. Just an idea of how bad and how lives can change in our national capital region. But Ms. Sherawat, let me come to you first, and let's look, as the mayor of South Delhi, tell us about how bad the situation is in South Delhi. Because according to some of the numbers that we have, firstly, a 12-year-old boy has become the first victim of dengue in Delhi this year. Over 650 people have been affected by dengue this season in Delhi. Over 400 cases of malaria, 300 cases of chikungunya. How bad is the situation in Delhi and in South Delhi, where millions of people live?
Right now, if you are asking me about the situation, yes, the situation is not so good as we were expecting. But if you will compare with the last years, things is improved. I can't say the number that I have the number and you have the number, but my numbers are not matching with your
the
number.
The first dengue death is in your area in Delhi?
Yeah, the one, right. The 12-year boy.
So how do you say it's better this year than last year? Do you have any numbers to suggest that?
Yeah, I have the number for this. For example, if you will take the cases of chikungunya.
Yep.
So this year, in the for the whole Delhi, the total number is 194 up to this date.
Okay,
as per
so
my
the numbers
number.
We have... Yeah. From the center are over 300 cases of chikungunya. So that's
sometimes it happens because the people who are not living in Delhi, they are coming for the big hospitals for the treatment. We have the Delhi number. So maybe because you are taking the numbers from anywhere.
Okay, so that's
also
an important point, and we need to look at that as well.
Yeah.
Because there is another discrepancy, let me point out to you. 5 swine flu deaths have been reported, says the Delhi government, but reports suggest nearly 40 deaths of swine flu. Again, where have these people come from? The fact is they are dying in our national capital. In fact, I want to go across to Aatishi Marlina, who joins us. Aatishi, these numbers are staggering. And, you know, the argument that, look, you know, we have millions who live in our national capital and therefore it's a tiny, tiny percentage. You know, it seems not to care about the value of every life. What is the Delhi government doing, or can the Delhi government do enough to cut down on malaria deaths, vector-borne diseases?
I think, Vishnu, first of all, I think there's no denying the fact that every life is important. So there's no point in saying that this is a minuscule fraction. I think that there is no reason why a modern city like Delhi should be losing even a single life because of something like malaria, dengue and chikungunya. I think there's three things that have to be done or have to be looked at when we are looking at vector-borne diseases. Number one is prevention. And that has to be done by our local bodies. And I think there's a systemic problem as far as prevention goes, is that there's a lot of shortage of staff. Something like ensuring that there's mosquito inspections, there's fogging. There are positions for malaria inspectors, there are positions for assistant malaria inspectors, there are positions for DBCs, breeding checkers, dengue breeding, the breeding checkers. However, if you see, they're consistently short-staffed. For example, across all MCDs, there are supposed to be 1155 malaria and assistant malaria inspectors, but there's only 455, which is less than half.
But so whose fault is that?
Same goes for DBCs.
Aatishi, whose fault is that?
And I think that is I don't want to make it a political slinging match, but this is very much the fault of the MCDs because the preventive
which is run by the BJP. That's the point that you're trying to make.
That lies with the BJP. Number two, but there's two more points I would like to make. Then there's a second point is a curative medicine to ensure that anyone who does have the disease has access to fever tests, has access to beds, and that is something that the Delhi government has been consistently working on for the past 2 years. We have over 300 fever clinics where all tests are free, and hundreds of extra beds have been added for this particular season. But I will add a third and even more important point that we need to look at, and I would like to communicate that to your viewers, is that dengue and chikungunya and malaria cannot just be prevented by the government. One fact that I will share is that a dengue mosquito cannot travel more than 50 meters. So if you have dengue in one of your family members has dengue, there's a good chance that the mosquito has been bred in your very house. So I think what we also need is citizens to really come together, check their house, check their surroundings, because governments really cannot reach everywhere.
No, but I'm not see, that is unfortunately the reality
that
of...
That is one thing...
It's very easy, Atishi, for us to point out what needs to be
really
done.
Have to
and
come
of course,
together.
Citizens have yeah. to work. But Ms. Sherawat, the point that she was mentioning, in the Municipal Corporation of Delhi, there are vacancies. And these vacancies are not being filled. The state government finds itself with its hands bound. How would you respond to that?
There is two things I want to mention here. Number one, we have the regular vacancies as well as the contractual vacancies. So when you are taking about the number, you have to add both of them, the permanent one and the contractual.
But then why are they vacancies?
I'm just telling you the reason. Because Delhi government is the authority to finalize the vacancy for us. For every vacancy, we have to ask them. Just like for an example, for the teachers, we would want to keep the teachers, we want to keep the engineers.
No,
we have
forget
to ask
teachers.
The
Let's talk about those inspecting dengue.
Those
who are involved in sanitation.
Any officer post, they are must fulfill by the Delhi government. We are sending
Atishi,
the request to them. It's not like
Atishi,
that.
Atishi,
and
yeah.
Just a minute.
Yes.
And when you are saying that the number is less, in that case, you are not counting the contextual number. We have the full number. Like if you are talking about SDMC.
So official number and contractual
includes,
number. You are saying
this,
that the contractual number is important and you are properly staffed.
Yeah.
If you are properly staffed, then why are people dying?
No. It's not like that. Overstaff is well sufficient. We are doing all things because generally these problems, this Aedes mercuri, mosquito is generally born in the house only. You know very well. It is the daytime problem which we are suffering in that case. It is not for the water which is not clean. It is in the clean water only.
No, but who is responsible? Of course, citizens have a role. Of course, campaigns need to go around. But what more can the MCD do?
MC has the responsibility for the anti-larva spray. We have to check the breeding.
But it doesn't work, does it?
No. In a city as large as ours,
you had the first dengue death in your area.
I agree with you.
A 12-year-old child.
I agree with you. The death is there, and I feel sorry for that as a citizen, as a mayor of Delhi. I'm sorry for that, and I feel sorry for the family. But in this case, it doesn't mean that it is the responsibility of the MCD because we have the sufficient staff.
Okay, I won't go into this back and forth between the Delhi government and the MCD, but I do want to introduce you to Dinesh. Dinesh, aapke do bachche the, dono bachche dengue se mare gaye the. Kab hua tha ye?
Sir, ek 2015 mein hua tha. Ankit naam tha ladke ka. Aur ye do sun 2010 mein
आपकी बेटी थी
नहीं सन
दोनों ही लड़के थे हाँ.
एक लड़की थी एक लड़का था सर
और
दोनों 11 साल के थे
तो मतलब जब आपको पता चला कि इनको डेंगू है या इनका बुखार है तो आपने क्या किया आपको मदद किसी ने दिया अस्पताल में जब गए आपको क्या बताया गया
हम गए चेकअप कराया सर ब्लड टेस्ट किया गया तो उसमें डेंगू निकला तो हमने तुरंत एडमिट कर दिया
और ये सब केसेस में यही हुआ
जी सर
आपके घर के पास क्या पानी है जहाँ से ये मच्छर
पानी तो सर बहुत है वैसे तो
मतलब आपको पता नहीं था कि ये देखना चाहिए बच्चों को बचाने के लिए क्या करना चाहिए आपको किसी ने बताया था
नहीं सर हमें किसी ने नहीं बताया था हमें तो पता भी नहीं था डेंगू क्या चीज होती है पहले स्टार्टिंग में जब हुआ था तो ये हमें नहीं पता गया था
आतिशी वुड यू लाइक टू रिस्पॉन्ड टू दिस मैन इज लॉस्ट बोथ हिज चिल्ड्रन टू डेंगू इन द पास्ट He had no idea. He works as a driver in Delhi. He has no idea at the time what dengue was. So when one talks about, you know, it's very easy to say, oh, other governments, past government, we were not there. We are the crusaders of the world. But isn't this a key message? How many people in Delhi, in the most affected parts, actually know the threat, actually know what to do?
See, I think Vishnu, first of all, I think there's no response to a father who's lost both his children. I don't think that it would be appropriate for any politician to just pass the buck on this matter, because I think we are all responsible. I think that the mayor of South Delhi and the Delhi government, we are all responsible for this collectively. I think that there's no doubt about the fact that we do have a serious problem. We do have a problem that domestic breeding does need to be checked. Domestic breeding is an intensive, very extremely labor intensive task. And unless people are put on the job day in and day out, unless there is a very intensive campaign, there is no stopping dengue. And there is, citizens have to come together. And I think that it's the job of the governments to inform citizens on the matter.
Okay, I want to spread the focus of this, not just make it a Delhi focus. And I want to go across to Gujarat. Jayanarayan Vyas, the senior leader, joins us. Mr. Vyas, you've been a former health minister of the state. This year, it seems to be particularly bad as far as swine flu in Gujarat is concerned. Very conservative numbers say 288 people have died in Gujarat because of swine flu this year. 1,877 swine flu cases, again, very conservative numbers. Another 22 swine flu patients, we heard, I think this was about 24 hours back, were on ventilator support. A central team has arrived. Why is the situation seemingly getting out of control? Is it out of control?
I won't say exactly that it is out of control. But the issues we have to understand are, first of all, Gujarat, this is not the time when you will have spike of the swine flu. Gujarat, after many years, had a very long monsoon where for 10 days you did not have sunlight. Mm. The sunlight not being there, the atmosphere loaded with the kind of humidity, the temperatures going down. I think all these things are very conducive for a disease like swine flu to spread. So this is, according to me, one reason that is there, which normally, you know, this is the thing which will cause some kind of a flu or flu infection. Now then comes the question of how this is happening. You know, normally the symptoms of swine flu are not in the initial phase very, very sharp that you can differentiate between a normal cough and cold problem or a flu problem. So if the person goes to a general practitioner, from general practitioner, at the time when the general practitioner feels that there is something beyond the normal flu, the person is sent for the testing of H1N1. And then the Tamiflu administration starts. So I think there is this lag time also which we'll have to consider, because
Mr. Vyas, I understand what you're saying, because I realize detection is very difficult. I realize detection is difficult. Diagnosis can be wrong. It frequently is. In many cases, patients are told not to go to the hospital because it can be fully treated at home. But the fact of the matter is that the numbers which I gave were reported numbers. They'd be several times the numbers which are unreported. In a state like Gujarat, what is the state government doing, or what has it not been able to do thus far in controlling this illness? I mean, what do citizens in Gujarat need to know? That's my question to you, sir.
See, this, as far as the state government's action is concerned, I think the state government, having experienced a major outbreak of swine flu during my tenure, the drill is very well set. They have the swine flu testing laboratories not only at one location but regionally spread, so that people can be diagnosed fast if there is swine flu test required to be carried out.
Yep.
Then these hospitals and the government public health hospitals are sufficiently stocked with the Tamiflu. So in the event, even they have half possibility of the swine flu being there, even before the test results come, they start the patient and they put them on the swine flu.
Okay.
They put them on the Tamiflu.
Okay.
Problem happens where is that when that, you know, this is bronchial infection, and the patch formed, if it travels to lung, then you know you have a real problem on hand. And that is where you need large number of people to be treated, keeping them on ventilators. So there again, you know, the state governments, be it Civil Hospital Ahmedabad, it has largest number of ventilators anywhere in Gujarat. The number of ventilators available at Civil Hospital Ahmedabad are around 50. So I think that also is not a problem. The issue, I would say, yes, it is serious. The outbreak of this swine flu at this time is definitely worrisome. It should be taken seriously, because I have half a hunch that if this is the situation now, I expect a major spike during winter.
That's an important point, sir. That's an important point. If this is the situation now, will there be a spike in winter? Mr. Vyas, I need to move on to other parts of the country, but I think that what you're saying is important. We really need to look at it. I want to look at the situation in Maharashtra, where Maharashtra has recorded over 400 deaths of swine flu, the highest in any state. Gujarat is the second after Maharashtra, incidentally. These numbers, according to the health ministry. And so I just wanted to go across to Dr. Sheila Jagtap, Assistant Health Officer of Epidemiology at the Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation. Ma'am, why is it that these numbers are so bad? The highest of any state when it comes to those who have died of swine flu. Why has it happened in Maharashtra this year? Where has the failure been?
Yeah, first of all, we have to take into consideration the point that swine flu or influenza A H1N1, it's a viral disease and it is transmitted by air. So any infection which is transmitted by air, it is very difficult to control such situation where, the people, there's a population mobility is more, overcrowding is there. But we have to take into consideration the fact that under the Integrated Disease Surveillance Program of Government of India, as far as Mumbai is concerned, I would like to state that we have a very good surveillance system in Mumbai. So if you compare the situation of Maharashtra with Mumbai, so Mumbai, we have a very good surveillance system where we have more than 200 screening centers.
Okay.
I must say that we have got in Mumbai, there is a three-tier healthcare system where there's a primary level
healthcare,
secondary level
healthcare. No, but ma'am, you talk about the facilities you have. But if you look at the numbers, Maharashtra has recorded 400 deaths so far in swine flu, the highest in any state. Despite all of these facilities, how are people dying?
Yeah, I would like to limit my talk to Mumbai Municipal Corporation.
Absolutely.
As far as Mumbai is concerned, from January to July, we have got about 835 cases of H1N1,
yes,
and 16 deaths in Mumbai. But surprisingly, now in the month of August, we are seeing less number of cases. If we see earlier, we used to have daily admissions, almost 25 to 30 daily admissions. But now, over the last few days,
yes,
the number of cases are decreasing.
Okay.
And
so there is some welcome news over there if the numbers of cases are decreasing. But you've spoken about Mumbai. That's an important clarification you made.
Yes.
The numbers I was referring to were overall Maharashtra. I need to, because I'm running out
yes.
of time, look at Karnataka as well. There have been 1,945 cases of dengue, 4,047 cases of chikungunya, the highest in the country. Dr. Naresh Shetty, president of Ramaya Hospital, Bangalore, joins us. Dr. Shetty, are these numbers worse than what they've been in the last few years? Dr. Shetty, can you hear me? All right, we've lost that line over there. But I just want to go back and just look at the situation in Karnataka. 1,945 cases of dengue, 4,047 cases of chikungunya, the highest in the country. I just wanted to go back to Jayanarayan Vyas one more time. Mr. Vyas, as a senior leader, as a former health minister, and as a part of the BJP, what is your biggest concern going forward? Are we as a country able to really accept the fact that we are not really making very much progress? Is there a sense of apathy, or is there a genuine sense that the government at the center, governments at states, are doing anything for healthcare? Or do people not really care?
Well, I would first say that there is no question of any apathy. The government is fully sensitive to the issue, and I must say, to the credit of central government as well as the state government, both have the systems in place. As I understand, the state government has already initiated taking help of the female health workers, going door to door, finding out cases where even there are indications of a common cold, telling people that don't take it lightly. If you have any problem, come, and otherwise these are the steps that you should be taking. So I think the state government has taken this whole issue in its full seriousness, and I having headed the health administration, I can tell you Gujarat Health Services and the doctors in Gujarat plus the Indian Medical Association support to the health administration, which also concerns the private doctors, is one of the finest you can find anywhere in the country. But as it was very rightly mentioned by the expert from Bombay, this is an airborne disease. The conducive, see, the wet spell of 10 days in Gujarat was unheard of for last 15 days, I mean Ahmedabad. I have never seen such kind of a situation.
Okay.
So I think the atmosphere was conducive for the spread of this disease. It has spreaded. There is no dearth of the medicine. Tamiflu in enough quantity is available. Whatever.
Okay, Mr. Vyas, I'm just going to interrupt you because I finally got our guest in Bangalore, Dr. Naresh Shetty, the president of Ramaya Hospital. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm running out of time. Dr. Shetty, 1945 cases of dengue in Karnataka, 4,047 cases of chikungunya, the highest in the country. Is it worse this year in Karnataka than it's been in the past that you can recall?
Yeah, I guess so. It is certainly higher than the last year. But I think the numbers are increasing almost all parts of the southern states, whether it is Karnataka, Kerala, and Tamil Nadu.
Why has the number been this bad, despite everything that's being done?
Yeah, traditionally, I think from last couple of years, because of the erratic monsoon, I think that's one of the reasons why there's enough time for the mosquitoes to breed, I guess.
No, but sir, we've had monsoons for time from time immemorial. Is it that these cases were not reported earlier, and they are being reported now, or are we unable to overcome the impact of the monsoon?
I think basically dengue is not only in India, but I think world over it has increased almost 30 times in the last 50 years. But what we need to remember is now we are identifying it earlier, catching it earlier. As well as, and there is an apparent everyone knows about it, and I think that's the most important part. But I think the important thing is, how do we prevent it? And that's where I think all our thoughts must go in. And I think there has to be a lot of public participation along with the government to ensure that we educate people to do what we should be doing and what we should not be doing. I think it should stop this panic reaction also when everyone talks about platelet counts as if it's some kind of a cricket scoreboard. I think that the time has come. I think we need to educate our guys.
All right. We need to educate people. There needs to be an overall sense of sanitation besides anything else. When will that ever happen? I suspect we'll be here next year discussing the same scenario. Perhaps the numbers may be worse. Let's just pray that the numbers are not as bad as they've been this year. I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. We're completely out of time on The Buck Stops here. Goodbye. Thank you.